Kids, don't touch that dial, because now it's time for the Bobby Bucket Show.
Hello, readers. It's Bobby Bucket with the Bucket of Books podcast, the podcast for kids, parents, and readers of all ages. This is show number 7, and today we're looking for great books at the Lost and Found. On today's show, Little Bucket is going to help me out again because she has chosen the books by making her own text-to-text connections. Both great books dealing with lost toys, found toys. Little Bucket has chosen Olivia and the Missing Toy by Ian Falconer and Nuffle Bunny, A Cautionary Tale by Mo Williams. And both of them have a connection of lost toys. She's also made an incredible text-to-music connection and has picked out a great song by Sammy Haynes, which is all about lost and found things. Professor Siegfried's back, and he's going to tell us about 2 reading strategies that good readers do to find things. So get out your compass, get out your map, get out your metal detector, and come find your way to a couple of great books brought to you by Little Bucket. What, honey?
I can't find it.
Well, where did you put it?
I put it right here on the couch.
Well, then, did the dog get it? Look under the couch. Look. What the heck is this? Is this a peanut butter jelly sandwich? Oh, my gosh. All right, well, where do you think about all the places that you had it? All right, look on your bookshelf. It looks like a book, right?
Yeah, of course it looks like a book. It is a book.
Okay, and, okay, so might it be downstairs?
I don't know.
You know where it's going to be?
Where?
It's going to be the last place that you look.
Of course it's going to be the last place I look. Why would I keep looking after I found it?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, what do you mean? I'm just saying that it would be the last place that you would, you know, look for it. That's where it's going to be.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
No, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
All right. Wait a minute. We've been looking for a long time. You've been looking for hours. Why don't we take a break? You were going to talk about a couple books that you made a text-to-text connection with. You want to do that?
Okay.
Okay, so you wanted to talk about 2 books today. One is Olivia and the Missing Toy, and that's by Ian Falconer. And then the other book that you made a text-to-text connection is Nuffle Bunny, A Cautionary Tale, and that's by Mo Williams. Williams? Williams? I don't know how you say that. But all right, so you came up with this whole idea for this show, and what's your text-to-text connection here? What's your idea? How do these books connect?
Because they both are looking for a toy, except when they find them, it's much different.
Before you say how they're different, let's start with Olivia. Olivia and the Missing Toy. So what happens in this book?
Well, She put her toy down in a place and then she couldn't find it there. Well, it really doesn't start there, but it's like in her dream that she's riding a camel, and then her mother wakes her up, and then she doesn't like her soccer shirt. So she asked her mother to make a red one for her because she didn't like her green one.
She loves red, doesn't she?
Yeah. And then she's getting really bored, so she plays with the cat. And then she reads a book while she's waiting. And then she put down a toy. And, well, and then she didn't see it there.
It's gone. She can't find it, huh?
It's gone.
Now, don't give away the ending, but something has taken it, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And it's very funny, too, when her dad tells her he's going to buy her a new toy. What does she say?
I love you, Daddy.
You're the best, yeah. And then she goes and she interrogates her little brother. You know what that means? She's like, where were you on the night of the, you know, where's my toy? And what does he say?
Wooshy gaga.
Wooshy gaga. All right. And then the other book, what happens in that? It's, what's the girl's name? Trixie?
Trixie, yeah.
And she's looking for...
Nuffle Bunny.
Nuffle Bunny. And Nuffle Bunny's her toy. And then what happens in that? Tell us that one.
Well, her dad and her are going to the laundromat. And they bring Nuffle Bunny with them, which is like a bunny. So, and...
they forget it there.
They forget right? it there. And then...
Dad and her are walking home, and she doesn't say wooshy gaga. What does she say?
She says, aga flaga.
Oh, flaga, flaga, right? She's screaming, and he's like, yes, we're going home. Everything's okay. He doesn't,
no,
he doesn't get it.
Saying.
Yeah, yeah. And then they go back, and.
And her mother says, where's Nuffle Bunny?
Right, when they get home, where's Nuffle Bunny?
And like the kid's like, told you, Dad.
And then they go back, and her first words are...
Nuffle Bunny!
Yeah, so they find it. So, how are these books alike?
Because they're both trying to find a toy.
And how are they different? You said they're also a little different.
Because they're different because they find them in different places, and they... And one of them's like a person, and one of them's a pig, and...
That's true. Yeah.
And they're not looking for the same thing. Well, they're both toys, but they're not the same kind of
thing. Now, we've always loved the Olivia books, and we love his artwork. It's so great. Isn't it fantastic? We've read them all.
All of them.
Haven't we? I thought we have. Don't we love... We love her attitude. She's such a strong kid. You know, she's like, I want a red... She loves red. I want a red... shirt, and her mom says, but then you'll be different from everybody else. And she's like, that's the point, right?
Yeah.
So she's really pretty strong and saves the day and all that kind of stuff. Which is your favorite book out of both of these?
Nuffle Bunny.
Nuffle Bunny. How come?
Because I really like the pictures.
Yeah, tell us about what's happening, because if people haven't seen this book yet, it's different than a lot of books. What is the artwork?
Well, the artwork... Well, part of it is not art. Well, it is art, but they don't have to draw it. They take pictures in black and white with no people in them. And then they put pictures that they drew, like that they dropped in it. And so it looks like they're walking on, like... The place that they took a picture of.
So it's like cartoons right over the photographs.
Yeah.
It looks like they're in New York. Yeah, like at a brownstone apartment or something. And you know, Mo Williams has written for Sesame Street. Did you know that?
No.
And also has worked on, he was the creator of Cartoon Network's Sheep in the Big City. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah, we don't watch TV, do we? His most recent book is A Pigeon Finds a Hot Dog. And he does. He lives right in Brooklyn, New York. So these are, you know, probably photographs right near his neighborhood.
Yeah.
They're fantastic. I know we just lost that book, and we're going to look for it a little bit more. Or actually, maybe you could look a little while I work on the show. But have you ever lost something that you never found?
No.
Never, really never found it? Everything you've ever lost has turned... You're right, because you've lost a couple things that have turned up. You've lost Barry.
Which is this little tiny bear.
He's a little tiny bear. Tiny is the operative word here, and he has been gone, like, how many times have you lost Barry?
Well, I think it was been two times. And one time I found that it was sitting in the toy box of my grandma's house.
Oh my gosh, how did it get all the way down there?
I brought it there.
And then you had a little Jemmy. Tell about Jemmy.
Jemmy's this gem that's red, and I got it when I was like 3.
And you love that little rock, and you've lost it many times, but it just keeps coming back to you.
Yeah.
Now see, I've lost things, many things, and I've never ever found them again. You want to hear a couple stories about things I've lost?
Sure.
I'll tell you two things that still kind of drive me a little... Actually, I'll tell you three stories, okay? These are text to self connections. One, the one thing that I lost that really drove me crazy was there's these Hardy Boy books that are these series of books. And when I was a kid, there was one book that I absolutely loved, but I never had gotten around to reading it. And it wasn't a story about them. They were these boy detectives. They figured out stuff. But the book was all about... like how to use crime scene stuff and how to figure stuff out with clues and all. It was like a handbook of how to be a detective. And I loved the book, and suddenly it vanished. And I spent my whole childhood looking for that book, and I've never found it. And even now, when I go into a used bookstore and I see the Hardy Boys book, I immediately go over and I look to see if this book is there, and I've never found it. And you know, if any of our listeners have ever heard of this book, you know, part of me thinks that maybe I dreamt the book, you know, this Hardy Boys handbook book. I should probably do a search on eBay. And then another thing was that I bought this trumpet when I was in high school. I wanted to learn how to play the trumpet. Of course, I never got around to playing the trumpet, but I used to like to hold it. I thought I looked kind of cool with the trumpet. You know, I hadn't really figured out that you look even cooler with a guitar in your hand. And so I had this trumpet. And then suddenly, again, the trumpet just disappeared. And I asked everybody in my family, where's my trumpet? Where's my trumpet? I mean, how do you lose a trumpet, right? But it was... What's that?
It's so big.
I know, but it was gone. And, you know, for years, I looked for this trumpet, and I would go to all the places that we store stuff in the house, never found the trumpet. And my dad, your grandfather, just moved out of the house. And I thought, you know, he's packing everything up. The trumpet will finally be found. And, like, I thought it was maybe up in the attic, which is like this crawl space attic that you have to, you know, we never go in. I thought maybe it's in the attic. And I thought, it's going to turn up. And still, no trumpet. It's just like gone. And then here's the last story. You want to hear one more story? This is my brother and I. When we were kids, we liked to catch things. And one day we caught like 12. No, I believe it was 11. I kind of remember the number. It was 11 salamanders. Now, these weren't those little newt-like salamanders. These were those big, chewy kind of salamanders. I mean, really big, like a big Tootsie Roll bar. And we got them, and we put them in a box with some dirt. And we brought them up to our room and put them on our bureau and went to bed, you know, and got up in the morning and thought, oh, let's go play with our salamanders, and walked over, and they weren't there. And we thought, well, they buried themselves in the dirt. So we went through the dirt, and they weren't there. Now, we just went on with our day. Oh, well, they're gone. And we went off and caught some other stuff, I'm sure, but never found the salamanders. About 4 months later, my mother is vacuuming downstairs. And she's vacuuming under the radiators. And she says, Bobby, come and get your toy. And I go down and I pick it up. And I go, and she thought it was a plastic toy. And I said, that's not a toy. That's one of those dried up salamanders.
Ew.
Guess what?
What?
We've never found the other 10.
Where'd they go?
I don't know. I thought they would turn up when my dad moved out of the house, but they haven't. I hope the new people that bought the house don't find them.
am the monster of lost things. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, I knew it! I knew all along that there must be a monster of lost things. Am I right? You're thinking this. You've had this sneaking feeling all the time. There must be a monster of lost things. Otherwise, you would have found all those things that you've lost, like your left shoe. I mean, how do you lose a left shoe? Or your teddy bear? Or your mom's car keys? Ah, the keys. How I love the keys. I know what you're thinking. It's one thing to lose things. Everyone loses things. But what about those things you never find? Where did they go? Well, I'll tell you. They came to me. So all your lost crayons, all your missing socks, that quarter you had in your pocket just a moment ago, your barrettes, your guitar picks, the top of the toothpaste, the last pieces of puzzles, the jack of spades, game pieces, library books, your marbles. all of it, it comes to me. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, if all of it comes to me, then where is it? Huh? How come you can't see it? That's what you're thinking, right? How come if it all comes to me, where is it? How come I don't have it to show, huh? Huh? Well, you see, I think I misplaced. I mean, what I mean is it's a little lost. I'm sure it'll turn up. I mean, where could it have gone? I mean, it was just here. It's like those car keys. They were just here. Where did I put it?
Hello, I'm Professor Siegfried. You know what strategy we're talking about today? Well, actually, we're talking about two of them. Today's show is called Lost and Found, and these two strategies are all about finding things. You see, sometimes good readers use the strategies of skimming and scanning. Now, this is when you're trying to find information from the text, and you're not even going to read the whole piece. It's almost like you're cruising through the writing to find what you're looking for. Now, a lot of people think that skimming and scanning are the same thing, but they're not. You see, when you scan through the words, you are trying to find specific information. You might, for instance, scan through a menu to find where the beverages are, or what type of vegetarian dishes there are to eat. You might scan through a telephone book to find a certain name. You might even scan through text in a book to find some information or to find the answer to a question. For instance, if you were reading a book about Wilbur and Orville Wright, you might skim through the text to find out what year it was when they first flew. When you do this, scan, you are not going to read every word. Instead, you are going to cruise quickly through the text, maybe using your finger to help guide you as you do this, looking for certain clue words to help you find what you're looking for. So, when you're scanning through the menu to find the beverages, you're going to quickly pass over words that don't mean anything to what you're looking for, but a word like coffee might catch your eye and have you slow down, read a bit more carefully, while you check other words to see if this is where the drinks are listed until, aha, there it is, milk. That's what I want. Now, skimming is a little different. Skimming is quickly going through the text, but for a different reason, and even in a slightly different way. This time, you are not reading every word of the text either, but sort of touching down on certain parts of the text, reading a little, and then taking flight again, to touch down later on another section somewhere else in the text. The reason you're skimming is because you are trying to quickly figure out what this writing is all about. You're going to use titles and words that are bold and read the first sentences of most of the paragraphs like you're collecting little clues to put together so that you can get a taste for what this writing is all about. You're putting the clues together to figure out the main idea of the writing. You might do this when reading a newspaper to see if you actually want to read the entire article. For the Bobby Bucket Show, I'm Professor Siegfried.
Hey, Little Bucket, you came up with a great text-to-text connection today with those two books, but you also made a text-to-music connection. You came up with a great song for today's show. What is it?
It's called Daddy's Car, and it's by Sammy Haines.
Yeah, and it's all about a messy car trying to find stuff. Is my car messy?
Yes.
Yeah. Want to go clean it?
No.
Well, I got to find my car keys anyway.
I can't find my books, I've looked everywhere. I thought I knew where I put them, right over there. I can't find my books, I've looked near and far. Where can they be? I know where they are, they're in Daddy's car. I can't find my cat, I've looked everywhere. I thought I saw her sitting favorite chair. Can't find my cat, I've looked near and far. Where can she be? I know where she is, she's in Daddy's car. So I walked over to Daddy's car, and I opened that squeaky door. Oh no! Daddy's car holds popsicles, icicles, lollipops and pencils, bicycle pumps, green aliens and stencils, old shoes, school books, bottle caps and mittens. Oh my goodness, there's a basket of kittens. I can't find my shoes, I've looked everywhere. I thought I knew where I put them, right over there. Can't find my shoes, I've looked near and far. Where can they be? I know where they are. They're in Daddy's car. Can't find my doll, I've looked everywhere. I thought I saw her snoozing in her favorite chair. Can't find my doll, I've looked near and far. Where can she be? I know where she is. She's in Daddy's car. So I walked over to Daddy's car, and I open that squeaky door. Oh no! Daddy's car holds packages of ketchup, apple cores and envelopes, spoons, cartoons, red balloons and jump ropes, leapfrogs, hot dogs, paper cups and guppies. Oh my goodness, there's a litter of puppies. I can't find my mom, I've looked everywhere. I thought I saw her sitting in her favorite chair. I've looked near and far. Where can she be? I know where she is. She's in Daddy's car. I can't find my dad, I've looked everywhere. I thought I saw him snoozing in his favorite chair. Can't find my dad, I've looked near and far. Where can he be? I know where he is. He's in Daddy's car. Looking for me, I'll be in Daddy's car.
And now it's time for Parents Corner.
Parents, I'll put a couple of links that will help you know more about skimming and scanning strategies. One's from the BBC and has a fact sheet about the strategies, worksheets, and even games. And speaking of games, crossword puzzles and word searches are just two things that help strengthen the strategy of scanning. And to become stronger with skimming, here's a game that you can play with your reader. Get a magazine, one that's at the appropriate level of your reader. Play the game of Quick Connect. To do this, both you and your reader race each other with your own magazines and try to find an article that connects with something, like what you've done that morning, or what your favorite hobby is, or a movie you've recently seen. this will actually strengthen two strategies, skimming and making connections. You see, your reader will have to skim enough of the article to understand it and make a connection to it. And then, of course, there is the strategy of making connections. Okay, I hope you enjoyed today's show. With summer being over, the Bobby Bucket Show will no longer be a weekly show now that everybody is back at school. We're going to try to get a show out about once a month, maybe a little bit more. But while you're waiting for more Bobby Bucket shows, make sure you check out our good friends over at the Room 208 podcast. It's a weekly show created by third and fourth graders who are just about to start back to school, and so they're going to start up their new shows. Plus, there's a whole bunch of shows from last year. You can get to their podcast by going to www.bobsprankle.com. And remember, you can visit us online at bobbybucket.com. I'll put links there from things talked about in the show, as well as links to the Sammy Haynes music. You can email us with book recommendations, ideas for shows or questions at bobbybucket@gmail.com. If you're a musician and want your music played on our show, send us PodSafe music, put the word PodSafe in the subject line, and it'll filter right to the correct folder. Some of today's music was provided by the PodShow PodSafe Music Network. Check it out at music.podshow.com. This episode of the Bobby Bucket Show is dedicated to my good friend, Charles. I cherish his insight and our conversations that we always have. And speaking of finding things, he's always finding great things at the dump and leaving them at my doorstep. I thank you, Charles, from the bottom of my bucket. Okay, I hope you enjoyed the show and keep reading. And we hope to get...
I found it!
Hold on, what?
You found it?
Where was it?
Dad, in the last place I looked.
Okay, hey, we'll see you soon, and until then,
read buckets and buckets!